Blog Talk Radio.
This is Master Griot Radio, channel 13 on your NBBTA Internet Radio dial. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. It's time for purpose-driven words, shaping thoughts, building minds, true wealth, communities, and legacies.
If my words had wings, they'd fly to you each day.
Welcome. This is Industry Monday, Spoken Word Poetry, and today we're talking about a woman's word. In regard to the business, we are just talking about how important the message is from the woman to women. Poetry is a socially driven art form, and in the poetry and women issues, we deal with a lot of social issues, from domestic violence, single motherhood, molestation. Of course, we're also, love is a big topic, and I was just thinking that it's time that we can even expand these messages beyond the illness, beyond the hurt, beyond the pain, to other areas, of life and empowerment for women. So we have women entrepreneurs, CEOs, technology, just some more other facets also of the women that we stories that we can begin to start to reflect in the poetry. And there's so much opportunities for that these days, to for those conversations to be had. I was late coming on, so I am waiting for our co-host, sweet friend Sean, to come call in. So hopefully she will call in, and when she calls in, you also may have an opportunity to wait. You have an opportunity to for a chance to win tickets to Sweet Friend Sean's event that's coming up on the 19th, called Lover's Conversation. It is the sole opera edition of Peace, Love, and Poetry, and it's this Thursday, January 19th. So what we're going to do, we're going to play a little, find some poetry to play, and as we play some poetry and music, we're going to wait for her to call in, and we're going to again talk about the opportunities to expand the message. And I do apologize, I was late opening up the studio. So sweet friend Sean, if you can hear me, please call in. I think we're going to kick this off with going to poetry with, this is a new single by Chrisette Michelle called Art, from her latest album, Lyricist Opus. This is a celebration of the art of spoken word poetry.
You're talking to Prince, you're talking to Beyonce, you're talking to Janelle Monáe. When you're talking to me, you're talking to art. You're talking to Sting, you're talking to Ozzy, you're talking to Pharrell and Frank. When you're talking to me, you're talking to art.
I'm aware of the mess I made, y'all.
Yeah.
I'm aware of the ego.
Go.
I ain't stressed by the time I take now.
No.
It's all a part of the show.
Oh,
now. Fuck fanfare for the fall. Now you worry about a thing, man. No, I ain't worry about a thing, man. Cause I'm here in the hood, know the fame ain't the aim. And I'm cool in the streets, kill the news, drop the beat, ooh.
My mother is an evangelist, and I'm convinced that she won't be content until my voice is in a pulpit. I said, my mother is an evangelist, and you'd be hard-pressed to find a more fervent servant. She is fire-baptized, and I've watched men find God through her eyes. I said, my mother is an evangelist. Every Sunday, she leads souls to Christ, but I tell her, Ma, I'm a poet. Every night I lead souls into the light. I go where your preacher would not dare. Y'all mistaking these words for poems. These ain't poems, these are prayers. This is how I talk to God, and y'all just happen to be here. These are all my fears and aspirations, wrapped in the swaddling clothes and packed in a tomb for 3 days. Then the spirit moves the writer's block out of the way and resurrects the words I need to say, and they ascend off of the page while hundreds of people bear witness, so that generations from now will still be able to appreciate it, and I can still hear my mother praying for my soul, hoping that one day I would hear clearly and find my way back to the ministry. And it's hard for her to understand, because she's almost as stubborn as I am, that I ain't out here chasing a dream. I didn't choose poetry. Poetry chose me. I liberate souls every time I write a poem, and I bring down the walls of Jericho every time I perform, and I don't wait for them to come to me. I go where they live at. I mean, even God is a poet. You need only read the 23rd Psalm to understand that. How ridiculous must a writer be to say, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff are my pen and my pad, they comfort me. That's why I get love no matter where I go in this country. I used to contemplate suicide at least 3 times a week before poetry, and I don't tell you that to get your sympathy. I tell you that because I know at least 3 people in the audience are going through it with me. But who would have known? Who would have known that my own words could deliver me? Who would have known that I could get closer to God with every metaphor and simile? Who would have known that something as beautiful as a poem could harness so much of God's pure energy? And I ain't nobody. I'm just a ghetto bastard from an unforgiving northeast city. But with this pen and with this pad and with this mic, I'm larger than life. I fight the good fight, so when I'm dead and gone, you can bury my ashes in the same tomb where they buried Lazarus. 'Cause 100 years from now, some young poet is gonna be thumbing through the CDs in his great grandmother's attic, and he gonna raise me from the dead. I said my mother is an evangelist. Every Sunday she leads souls to Christ, but I tell her slow and deliberate so that she will never forget that I am a poet and I'm following the will of God, and I'm far closer to him at this very moment than I could ever be in a pulpit.
I can't save the baby because I ain't saved myself, and I ain't saved because my elders won't change. They keep stuck in their ways. The foundation didn't get laid because they laid up getting high, sitting back watching time fly by, getting me outside the place or the folded streets to raise me. Save the babies, yeah right. My grandma be thugged out in fatigue. She be bugged off blunt, tough, tough, passing it to me. The kids on the block show respect by dressing her as OG, giving her 3 dime bags of weed. They gotta show love because she is in her 60s. Save the baby. I can't save little girl. Auntie taught me how to trick a fool, taking 4 G's. Be that hoochie coochie, go digging tees. Keeping up with the fashion, always staying sassy. If dude has no cheese, throw 5 fingers in his face and spit, nigga, please. Roll my neck and say you wish you could afford me. Save your baby. I ain't saved myself, and I ain't saved because my elders won't change. They too stuck in their ways. I was allowed to sell crack rock in the back of my mom's spot, while she peeped for the cops with an all chrome Glock. And if it all went well, we'd go to the club and celebrate my Johnny Henny double shots. I can't save your son, but my daddy was a bum. Hit mommy's skins and run, out before the first trick of pregnancy begun. Now little boys think it's no fun if they homies can't have none. They're looking to come, look at the outcome. All that he's thinking and moving is done. Left a whole generation of bastard daughters and sons. You asking me to save the babies with those upbringings? Well, I have a question for you, elders. Traditions, no sense of African religion. You too bad, take on Malcolm's advice and fight for our lives, the lives of the children. See us thieves, we baby thieves, need mommy and daddy. Grandmommy and granddaddy is called a family. We can only do what we see, and we see you dealing with perpetration and hypocrisy. We see you with 2, 3, 4, sometimes 5 different baby mama, different baby daddies. We see you guys on the phone talking about Regina, Tina, Jim. How many times y'all hit it out? Why he keep going back in, girl? Always running your lips. The only 3 words you can say to me is shut your mouth. Go get this and do it again. Well, how about these 3? I love you. Always dream big. You are special. You're so sweet. Do your best. Since having you, I am blessed. But you keep blaming me for the reason your life is a mess. Don't be pressing me about saving these babies. That's why I stay stressed with bags under my eyes and a bruised chest.
I know too many kids in Philly who can't pass a simple grammar test. I know too many kids in Jersey who ain't ate yet. I know too many kids in Harlem who ain't been hugged yet. So I'm taking this challenge solo so I can make more dough to hand out fee checks. Every time I try to make a change, too many black feet be pressed against my neck. And every 6 hours I gotta pop prescription pills because I'm so damn depressed. Not to mention, I'm homeless. I sold everything in my rest. I'm now sleepless. So I could try to save these babies, but me had no guidance. Cause after the first round, you dropped out the race and let the system raise it. So we keep a court case while you smile in the judge's face and tell the reporters, we're such a disgrace. I mean, I don't know what's going on with these kids these days. I'm tired of talking. Plus it's getting late. And when the baby's in the bed asleep, this gives me just enough time to revise my plan and try harder for them in the morning. But elders, I'm still a baby. Who gonna save me? This is how the formula's supposed to read. I look up to you, then they'll look up to me. So when I try my pen in the morning, I know it can work because I follow such a great lead. But you have no faith in me. So sometimes I feel like I can. I can.
Monday, a woman's word is the topic on spoken word poetry. The industry is spoken word poetry. And for all of those listening in, this Thursday, March 19th, there is a show called Lover's Conversation, which is the soul opera edition of Peace, Love, and Poetry, and it will be at the World Cafe in Wilmington, Delaware, and all you need to do is call the World Cafe for tickets and reservations. I'm working on getting the number for you, and make sure you check it out. I'm pretty sure there are limited tickets available, but there still are some, so get some tickets, invite someone, bring someone, and you will also experience the release of Sweet Franchon's new single coming out, Lover's Conversation. So it will be available on the 19th, this Thursday, and it will be available in digital outlets all over. So just be prepared to purchase your copy of Lover's Conversations and share it with someone else and encourage your network to do the same. Again, we are talking about a woman's word, and we're talking about, this is Women's History Month and women in poetry. And there's, you know, very typical messages that you find in poetry for women. And it would be love and, like I said, domestic violence, molestation, single motherhood. You know, I can, you know, do anything, you know, sexuality. You know, these are a lot of common topics that we have. And, you know, again, since poetry is socially issue-driven, a lot of times that's the conversation. But there is opportunities for those, you know, with your love of technology or being CEO or the lack of CEO and the lack of recognition in women in technology. And there's a lot of women who have done historical things in technology, but they're not getting recognized, and just women being recognized within the business world, the corporate world, you know, just the value of women across the board in many facets, that they're really great conversations to also have, you know, empowering conversations to have, you know, as you celebrate women, but to just expand that message into other areas of life and areas where women are, you know, battling. There's a battleground to be seen and heard and recognized for the contributions they make. And, you know, by having an authentic message in these areas of entrepreneurship, CEOship, technology, science, math, you know, all of those type of things, but by having an authentic message in these different areas, you know, will allow you to, you know, do business on various levels. So maybe invitation out to corporate events, to women empowerment events. You know, technology is really big. So, you know, speaking, you know, in school, what women can do, what girls can do, Black Girls Code, there, you know, there's so many organizations and things around. It would be great to be able to articulate the sentiment, the message, the code around, you know, through poetry, and to articulate people's sentiment in another way, in an artistic manner, is really great. So there's so many opportunities that really do lie out there. So in thinking about, you know, as you go forth in your business and the opportunity to expand the conversation, again, it should be authentic, but you can expand your message and, you know, look where you come from. We all are engaged in technology, and we just need more poems on those levels, just more poems that also not just deal with our hurt, our pain, and not just with, you know, the sexuality, but poems that also deal, you know, in with the everyday life, is, you know, as far as how we're living and things that women are encountering, you know, in the workplace, on the workforce, every day. So that is the message for today, A Woman's Word. I know Sweet Franchon had so much more to bring to the table, but because I was late, she, you know, got on another call, and she's preparing for a show on Thursday, so she's very busy. But I do thank her for taking the time out. And I do apologize to everyone for being a little late. It's a trying time for me right now. I have a mother that I take care of who needs are really increasing. And at the same time, now I have a child in the hospital pretty seriously ill. And so just juggling a few things. And sometimes I'm just a little slow to the roll here. But we were listening to, just to get back, you were listening to Art, like I said, Chrisette Michelle. That's a single on her new CD, Lyricist Opus, so make sure you get it. It's a nice piece, and the whole LP is good. It is a really great LP. It's, you may even call it EP, because I think it's about six, seven selections, but the entire album is tight. So it's worth getting. And then we heard Evangelist by Lamar Anthony Hill from his album Black Male. And you can go to Lamar's site, his website, and purchase his music straight from his website. And then we listened to I Can't Save the Babies, and that's by Queen Shantae. She's in Atlanta. Well, she was in Atlanta. I think she's out in Texas right now, but you may be able to find her on social media. And that was from her album, Fierce, Bad, B-A-D-D, and Dangerous. And we're going to close out on Whole Woman, and that's by Rhapsody from her debut album, Spoke Inward. We'll close out on Rhapsody's. And I just want to remind everybody again, anyone in the Delaware Valley area, anywhere from Baltimore, Fredericksburg, Maryland, through South Jersey, Philly and all, Make sure you make it out this Thursday to the World Cafe live in Wilmington, Delaware. And that's for the show Lovers Conversation, which is a soul opera edition of Peace, Love, and Poetry. Make it out, and you won't only just see a dynamic show, you will experience the release of Sweet Franchon single by the same title, Lover's Conversation, a release of her new single. That's this Thursday, 3/19. As I stated, I said I would find that number for you to call for tickets. So let me see if I can quickly find that flyer. It's a little hard to see the whole flyer on Facebook. But we are going to look it up under the Mastic Rio Radio under our images here. So, you know, sometimes while computers can be great, they can be a pain. Sometimes they just move slow. Here we go. I'm opening it up, and I will give you the number of call for tickets or reservations. So you can call, make your reservation, and then secure your tickets. Okay. All right. You know, you're going to have to look it up. I have an image, but the image is, the information is cut off at the bottom. But like I said, it's World Cafe Live in Wilmington, Delaware. I think it's called The Queen. It's easy just to Google it. You'll find the phone number. Just call for your reservation and tickets, and it's called Peace, Love, and Poetry, Soul Opera. Theme is Lover's Conversation. So we are going to close out on Rhapsody's Whole Woman. And, you know, to all the women in poetry, thank you. Much respect. And have a great day. Again, if you want to reach out to Franchon, that's peacelovepoetry.us, like us, www.peacelovepoetry.us, and you can reach out to Sweet Franchon, and you can go to TaylorAdamsMarketing.com to reach out to me. Have a great week. Peace. Thank you for listening.
I can't do this. This is too much. What am I supposed to do? There's so much to do. I need help. I need answers and right. I need answers. Who's going to be there? I messed up so much. I feel like I've tried everything, but now, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? Just breathe. Be a whole woman, a whole woman, a whole woman. Say, I want to be a whole woman, a whole woman, a whole woman. Say, I can't live a whole life with half a self, with half of me in tow, saving the potential of me for some rainy day as if there isn't more to be living for. How can God work with half a woman towards her full potential? How can he pour blessings into my cup that overfloweth if my insecurities and sins have created holes that can't store it? I wrestle with principalities against my own flesh and blood, looking towards the mark of the higher calling, but that takes a whole lot of faith. And to follow where he leads takes a whole lot of dedication. And to stand in the face of my fears, or to proclaim the life of Christ, or even to love my neighbor, takes a whole lot of preparation. So half of me won't do. Giving only half my day, or half my thoughts, or half of everything I got, is not only useless, but unwise, when God sees me wholly with his own eyes. When God in his grace sees me wholly with his own eyes. So I want to be a whole woman, a whole woman, a whole woman. Say, I want to be a whole woman, a whole woman, a whole woman. Say, I gotta get it right. My purpose is on the line. And how can I have only half the mind to do what's right, or spend less than half of the time attempting to develop myself into disciplined study or focused way of life, when it takes to committing the whole mind, the whole body as a living sacrifice? See, we want full blessings from the Lord, but we only pray half the time. And sometimes we remember to love our neighbor, but we see God's love all the time. We go into situations and relationships with half of ourselves in tow, still hoping good things will come from them despite. And we forget that to love God with our whole heart takes a constant renewing of the mind, a constant reviewing of our lives. For many of the things we need to grow takes a committed and dedicated whole, not got from simple Bible reading or occasional fasting and praying, but our whole effort with our whole heart gives God the room to bring out the wholeness in us that he created within us long ago. So I chanted like I wanted, like it's part of my whole being, like it's significant, like it's attainable, as if my spirit desired it. I needed to present myself fully as committed to his word. I want to be a whole woman because half a woman can't quite gain wisdom in this world. So each day I pray the prayer of complete reliance on God and all his magnificence, for only he is able to bring out in me the wholeness that he created. I'm not whole on my own, but I belong to you. I'm not of myself, but of you and your divine purpose. I am not alone, but with you. I seek your guidance in my daily business. I'm not whole on my own, but pieced together by your hand, held together by your will. I am not led by neither wants, desires, or personal debates, but ever yielding to that which you lay before me. So today, as every day, I listen to your voice, walk in step with you, seek your wisdom, and lay no claim to my own life so that I may be aligned with your way. For I seek to be a whole woman, a whole woman, a whole woman. God, I want to live what you made me, a whole woman, a whole woman, a whole woman. Amen.